Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Very special program today, always is, when we have Dr. Sherry Keffer on. Even more special when she's joined by Dr. Daniel Amen. So welcome, everybody, and welcome to you, too. So glad you're with me today. And, you know, every time you're on, Dr. Amen, we have so many phone calls. So many people want help with their brain. They're curious. And, you know, I want to encourage people. Yes, we want you to listen to this program. We want you to call and ask whatever question you might have. But I really want you to encourage, and I want to encourage people, go see somebody. And go, maybe it's one of Dr. Amen's clinics. How many clinics do you have? You have eight?
Eight.
Go to one of his clinics. Get it checked out. Talk to somebody. Home remedies can be a disaster. And so we've got all our calls lined up for today, so you don't have to call in. But I hope you'll listen. I hope that something we say to somebody else is going to really help you. Now, I have to take a minute to introduce to you something we've never done before. This is not something that we're going to give you for a donation, but we are going to sell something. It's a T-shirt. It is the most undervalued, overpriced T-shirt that you can get anywhere. Overpriced, undervalued. It costs $100 to get this T-shirt. And what it says on the back is, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt. Because when you give us $100, it saves a person's life. It only takes about six of those for us to put somebody through every man's battle. And I don't know if you know this, but oftentimes people call us and they're suicidal. I just got a video from a nationally known speaker saying to New Life, you saved my life because I was going to kill myself. And then he goes to every man's battle and he's alive today. So we're going to sell the most overpriced but undervalued T-shirt for $100. And you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, be one of the first to get this. And on the back it says, I saved a person's life, but all I got was this T-shirt.
I like it. I think it's a great idea. Because you know what? We have all these stories in our... We hear all the stories, Steve, about people that really did get saved. Like their marriage was saved, their life changed, and their, you know, it's unbelievable. So I'm gonna buy that shirt.
So I thought they deserved to have a T-shirt that says on the back, I saved a person's life.
I love
life.
It.
And plus it will get people to ask why. Tell me about that.
Hopefully
tell me the story.
We'll do
it's true.
That. And I know this, Dr. Amen, you also have saved so many people's lives. They were in such despair because there was a problem. Nobody knew because nobody had looked at their brain. You took a look and you said these words. Well, no wonder. And so talk about that. It really does make a difference when you look inside the brain.
Well, you know, I'm a psychiatrist, but before I went to medical school, I was an x-ray technician, and our professors used to say all the time, how do you know unless you look? And then when I fell in love with psychiatry, because I realized it can change generations of people, I'm like, oh, we're the only medical specialists that never look at the organ it treats. Mm. But when I started looking, it just changed everything. And it made me a better doctor. And my patients then fell in love with their own brains, and they treated it better because they could see it.
Yeah. Well, I remember the day when you looked at mine, and I went in, and I thought we were just going to have a nice little pleasant chat. And you said, I'm not happy with what I see. And we went to work on that. And if you're happy with your brain and you've never looked at it, it's really a gift to not be happy, and then you become a warrior. You start doing things to get the memory back or preserve what you have. Now, we're going to go to a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Dr. Amy. He's got 8 clinics around the country. We'd love for you to go visit one. I think he could really help. But right now, we'll take this break. We'll be back after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dr. Amen is here with Dr. Sherry Kefford. We're going to go to Jennifer, Louisville, Kentucky. WFIA is that station that she listens to. Glad that she does. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you all. I listen to you often. I'm in the closet, and I really enjoy your program.
Thank you. So how could we help today? What could we do?
Oh, sure. Well, I wanted to ask you a question. My husband and I have been married for 30 years. We have 5 children, and I wanted to check with you about something. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which we know his father also had. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed about 15 years ago, my husband. He's been on Lamictal and Concerta pretty much since that time. I just wanted to ask how I can help him the most, because it seems like he's very dependent, especially on the Concerta. And we've had some life changes in the last 4 years. Both of his parents were in a severe car accident. His dad passed away from that about 4 years ago, and his mom was severely injured. My husband lost his job. So we have also been living apart for about 9 months with a job that he was able to get in a different state. So my question is, I guess we've had a lot of stress. The Concerta seems to be, he just has to have it. I mean, he can't function if he's without mm-hmm. that. And there have been times we haven't been able to afford it because it costs us over like $100 a month to get it. Is there anything that we can be doing other than just, I feel like my whole life is just going to be waiting on that next refill of the Concerta, you know, for us to be able to go forward and function. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but I struggle with that.
Really wow, makes a lot of sense. So your husband's also been diagnosed with ADD, correct?
Well, technically, I guess they have mostly the bipolar. He doesn't have depression with it. He mostly has trouble concentrating. So I guess, yes.
Yeah, so they're not giving him Concerta, which is a stimulant like Ritalin, unless somebody also thinks he has ADD. Now, you can have both of them, bipolar disorder, and Lamictal's of great treatment, and Concerta can be very helpful. You know, I think of it like glasses for people who can't see, and you know, like people need glasses, like I need glasses, but you know, I can go without them. Other people, they'll lose their life if they don't wear their glasses. And you know, getting treated for ADD is sort of the same thing. So people have really mild cases of it, and other people, it's terrible. And sounds like that's what's going on with your husband. So when you have bipolar and ADD, always, always treat the bipolar first, ADD second. Uh-huh. But if you don't treat them both, people don't get as good as they could be. Okay. The natural things you can do, higher protein, lower simple carbohydrate diet, lots of omega-3 fatty acids in his diet, plus he should be taking fish oil. and fish oil, and I know it's going to sound a little complicated, but it's not. The two main components are EPA and DHA. EPA is better for depression and ADD, and so I would find a fish oil that is higher in EPA. On our website, we make one that I really like a lot called Omega 3 Power. But higher protein, lower carbohydrate diet, EPA, fish oil, exercise, you know, it's almost like a natural Concerta on a routine, regular basis. And then, you know, I think reading my book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, or Feel Better Fast would be really great, because when your brain is troubled, and I also saw that three of your kids have bipolar disorder, that when your brain is struggling, you always want to put it in a healing environment, and that way you'll need less medication. Bipolar disorder can clearly run in families, but the most important thing, put the brain in a healing environment.
Now, how does this apply to him? Because what I've heard you say to me and others is that one of the big enemies to the brain, if not the biggest, is sugar. And if you have attention deficit disorder and bipolar, I mean, doesn't that really facilitate big mood swings and a very disorderly life?
Absolutely does. And there's some research that the ketogenic diet, which is a really very low carbohydrate diet, can actually stabilize your moods. And so that would be worth a try to see, well, what's the impact? And I would try it for 6 weeks and go, well, how's the mood? How's his focus? My granddaughter, who has a terrible seizure disorder, has basically been 6 years seizure free on a ketogenic diet. So food really does matter.
Okay, so I'm going to send you Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. That's our gift to you. Anybody else, you can get this at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. The other thing that will make you feel great is to buy that $100 overpriced, undervalued T-shirt. You'll be walking around. People will say, that guy saved people's lives. And you will, because during the summer, we'll be able to make it and not have that typical summer slump. All right, let's go to Gabriel from Enid, Oklahoma. Hi, Gabriel. How are you?
Hi, Stephen. This is Gabriel. I'm doing really good. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. What's going on with you today?
Yeah, so I'm calling just to ask how to handle a situation about my uncle who's been battling with depression. He's been pastoring for about 5 years. And about a year and a half ago, he decided to quit his job as a pretty successful welder and become full-time pastor. And about that time when he quit his welding job, it's when his depression really surfaced. He's been, the issue really lies right now that we're dealing with is within the last 6 months is with his behavior. He's been making really drastic decisions regarding his finances, church, family, his marriage. And he has points where he's really high. He gets in a really high, like, hyper state. And in these times, he claims he's just, you know, on fire for God. That's why he's like that. But he gets out of those, and he becomes really low, and he hits really low, low spots to where he has to have his wife fill in for him on Sunday because he just cannot even preach. And,
You know, really when you say that, hold on a second. You know, when you say that, I think about a lot of people say they're on fire for the Lord, and in reality, their brain is on fire, and they mistake it for something spiritual that needs help. Yeah. So what is the question for Dr. Amen here?
So the question I have is how do we, how do we have that conversation? Like, my wife and I want to sit down and have a conversation with him just about what's going on, but we really don't even know how to approach him because he really hasn't listened to a lot of people who have already talked to him about what he's going through.
Hey, Gabriel, how old is he?
He's probably 50, a little over 50.
So, you know, most psychiatrists hearing this story will go, oh, he's probably got bipolar disorder. He has high highs, low lows. He's making bad decisions, which is really common if people have bipolar disorder. The part of his history that really perked my ears was the fact that he was a welder. Almost all welder brains I've seen are toxic. And he actually may have a bit of an early dementia that you often see with toxic exposure to the brain, which can damage his frontal lobes, which can then cause mood instability and problems with judgment and decision making. You know, first thing I would do is.
Why does welding produce that?
Because of the fumes that are associated with it. You know, some of the worst brains I've seen are welders or people. It's clearly an environmental toxin that causes neurological problems. And given that behavior comes from your brain, it's a neurological issue. And so, one, I would look at his brain if I could. If I couldn't, I would have him screen for toxic exposure based on his profession. And it can just ruin your life. And people think, oh, well, you're just a bad person or you have sin in your life, when in fact your brain has been assaulted and then you act in a way that is not helpful.
Wow.
So, Gabriel, I would have his wife, I would sit down with his wife first. And you two. And I would have you two and his wife listen to this tape right now with and because I think what Dr. Amen just shared will probably make some sense to her, because she's going to be that pivotal person that's going to probably have more influence over him than anybody else as far as getting him care.
So, great idea. Have her listen. And I think that this is the value of getting help rather than make an assumption about anything, is that there's insight that we don't have. We're not trained. We're not reading medical journals.
We're not looking at brains every day that have been under the influence of toxins from welding, right? I mean, that's just...
Yeah, no, most psychiatrists would just go, oh, he's bipolar.
I was leaning in that direction.
And then
they
start medicating him in the dark. And I just have to give a shout out to all my friends in Oklahoma. I went to Oral Roberts University. That's where I went to medical school. So I'm a huge fan of Oklahoma, even though they lost in the NBA playoffs. But there's so much that can be done. But if you don't look, you're guessing. And why would we guess with someone who's dedicated their life to serve God?
Yeah. You know, I was around welding all my life. My grandfather had a machine shop, and my uncle was a welder and had some pretty crummy stuff going on. And then later in life, when he wasn't welding, he turned out to be one of the nicest men serving in the church and all of that. And just today, it kind of makes sense in a way that I've never had it make sense before. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help, we want to help you. Let's go to Sally Ann, Jamaica, New York. WFIL is the station. Hi, Sally Ann. You're on with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. Thank you for asking. Yeah, so I'm concerned about my aging dad. He's in his early 80s. Just had a good bill of health from his well care provider. However, he did give him the beginning of Alzheimer type of for sure. We do notice that he's starting to suffer from short-term memory loss. And I'm just wondering, based on some of the things I'm hearing about memory preservation, or is there anything we can do to, any suggestions on what to do? He's pretty perfectly healthy, although he seems to take pride in not eating a lot. He's like, oh, I might eat one meal a day. And I'm like, Dad, but you need protein. Yeah, I'm eating. You know,
so I would get him my book, Memory Rescue, like today.
We'll send it to you.
This is such a common problem. 50% of us, 50, so 1 in 2, will be diagnosed with dementia by the time we're 85. And I don't know about you, but that horrifies me. And what we discovered is that if you want to keep your brain healthy or rescue it if it's headed to the dark place, and his doctor thinks it's headed to the dark place, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And we know what they are. And so in Memory Rescue, I go through each of the 11. There's actually a quiz in there on how, you know, what's your risk factor? So which of the 11 do you have? And what are some simple things you can do to attack them? And often what happens is the family doctor starts putting people on Aricept or Namenda, the memory medications, which will help short term, but actually make things worse in the long run. So the first thing, and you pegged it, like we got to get his diet right, his level of exercise, some simple supplements might be helpful. Know his risk factors, know what to do about it.
All right. Really glad you called. Hold on. I'm going to send you Memory Rescue for him. It's a book that we have at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Really glad to have Dr. Amen here. I don't know of anybody that has studied more brains, looked at more brains, the images inside the skull. And it's just a joy that he's a fellow believer and he loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to have a healthy brain. We'll be back after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And briefly, I want to tell you that if you join Club New Life at $30 a month, we have a brand new thank you gift. We're calling it the Best of the Best Library. It includes these books: How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, and The Secrets Women Keep. These are all authored by our host, co-host, and it's a library that we believe in. The best of the best. It's our way of saying thank you. $30 a month, you join Club New Life. I'll send that to you, our way of saying thanks. And if you have all those books, you could take them and donate them to your church or something like that. Let's go to Beth. Dallas, Texas is where she's calling from. And she listens on KWRD. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hello. I'm pretty good.
Good.
I was calling regarding I'm in my late 60s, and I've had memory issues just about since I was a child, and I just tried to cover it up. I mean, I'm talking like I feel like short-term and long-term, as far as remembering dates and months and things of that sort. And I think there was abuse when I was a child, and so I had a lot of anger. And I do remember banging my head when I was younger and stuff like that. So I just wanted to see what might can help me. I mean, off and on, I've gone to different counselors, but nothing really has helped.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Amon?
So we're actually working on a new clinic in Dallas, I hope, by the end of the year. I mean, the first thing, Beth, I'd do is look at your brain, if I could, to see what's going on. As soon as you said abuse, I thought head trauma, and then you told me you were banged your head. So it may actually be both, from physical abuse and the head trauma. But the exciting thing about your brain is if you put it in a healing environment, it can be better. And the short and long-term memory problems are they're telling you your brain is struggling. And so I think putting it in a healing environment is so important. Simple things like making sure your diet's right. Omega-3 fatty acids can help. One of my favorite supplements is ginkgo because I saw not only does it help memory, it helps brains look prettier, has better blood flow overall. There are a lot of things you can do, but in my mind it starts by looking, and you absolutely should get my book, Memory Rescue.
We'll send it.
The early abuse can clearly cause psychological problems, but what I like to think, it's first get the hardware right, first get your brain right, and then the psychological issues, which is really the software. And they always work together for you to get the best brain and the best life possible. But I would see it as a problem to solve, not something you're stuck with because the damage may have happened a long time ago. And it's just the beautiful thing about the brain is it can be better virtually no matter what your age.
I used to work, Beth, with some foster kids who, because of the extreme transitions in their world and the abuse, the emotional abuse, sexual abuse, would bang their heads. And I can think about one little girl that was on my caseload that I would go see every week. And what a heartache, you know, when I think about the extent that you went to try to calm yourself down and hurt yourself in ways that didn't even make sense. My one thought is, are you in a group of other women? Are you connecting with other safe people right now as far as working on the software in your life?
Yeah.
That would be the one thing I would want to know.
And I love the analogy. I mean, if the computer is broken, it doesn't matter what kind of software you download over the cloud or whatever. If the computer's broken, the hardware, then what good's that going to do? So here you are, where Dr. Amon is saying, let's get the hardware, the brain, the organ, right, then we can work on the software, the programming, and undoing some horrible bugs that are in there from abuse and trauma of the past. All right, I'm really glad that you called. I will send you Memory Rescue. We have that along with Stones of Remembrance and Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. All of that, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Now let's talk with Tammy from Birmingham, Alabama. WBHY is the station. Hi there. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Sure. How could we help?
Okay. So I don't know if I actually dial the right number. Excuse me. I have a son, 24, who lives at home with me. He was just diagnosed with ADD, and I found out from him one night in just random conversation that he struggled with depression and suicidal tendencies. I had no clue, and I need to know what can I do to help him heal, and what can I do to help me heal, because I am just not right now.
Okay, and what does that not right mean?
Having some issues dealing with dealing with the fact that, you know, he's suicidal and has actually thought about it. I just never really thought about mental health, which he checked me on that one day. He was like, you don't understand mental health. You never thought about it. You're arrogant. And arrogant people don't have mental health problems.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go to this break. We'll be right back for more New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn, you're really glad you're with us here today. And Tammy. Tammy is on the line, station WBHY is the one she listens to. So he says, you don't understand mental health, and he's felt suicidal. Sherry, you want to get us started here? What are you thinking when you hear this?
Well, I just hear that was a blow to your heart to have him say, Mom, arrogant people don't have mental illness. And it somehow sounds like it might have gotten you off your footing. And it makes sense because when we hear that the kids that we love, that we raised, that they're suicidal, it's a trauma event for us because we begin to wonder, what didn't I do right, right? What have I missed? Right. How could he be at this place? And so that shame can settle in on your heart and really disempower you in a time that he really needs you to continue doing what you're doing, which is listen well.
Tammy, what's his name, your son? Just his first name.
Zachary.
And when he was little, how was he?
Mm-hmm.
Like first grade, third grade, fifth grade? What was he like?
In retrospect, he was overactive, and he was really overactive in first grade. Not particularly outgoing, kind of quiet, reserved. That was through, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade. Only until he got in middle school did he begin to make friends. In you know, high school, he started making friends, but his circle is really, really small. His circle of friends is really small, but he does have friends.
So looking at the ADD diagnosis, you can actually see evidence of it when he was young. and it sounds like he just was diagnosed recently.
Yes, he was. He actually was struggling with, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm not going to make it through this.
Oh, honey.
He was struggling.
We're here for you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, stay with us because this could be really helpful for you. A lot of people don't know that when you have ADD, you hate yourself because you try and it doesn't work, and then you try and it doesn't work, and then you try and it doesn't work, and then pretty soon you say to heck with it and you stop trying. It really can demoralize you. It can often go with depression, and it's not something, Tammy, you learned how to deal with in school. No. And you know what Dr. Keffer says, absolutely correct. It's not just traumatic for him, it's totally traumatic for you. A lot of people have ADD because they struggle so much, they can tend to blame other people. I have a book I wrote called Healing ADD, and there's a chapter in it called The Games ADD People Play. And the first game they play is Let's Have a Problem. And so they can be a little bit conflict-seeking. So by telling you you're arrogant, by telling you you don't understand, it, once they balance his brain, he hopefully will be much happier. And your job is to be a good listener and try not to react to the negative things he says. I know it hurts you, but if you can be present, help him get the help he needs, be a good listener, and then I would pick up my book, Healing ADD, because it could explain a lot about why he's struggling, and that way hopefully you won't have to take it so personally. But any of us who have kids that say they've been suicidal, that's a huge blow. It's a huge anxiety, and I have four children, and whenever they suffer, I suffer. What's the saying? People are only as happy as their unhappiest child. And so what you're going through is normal. And the thing to be really helpful is be a good listener. Don't take it personally. Help him get the help he needs.
Another reason that he may lash out and create this conflict is, when you're young, you expect somebody that's an adult to be able to fix you. And so you get angry. And why don't you know the answer to this? Why haven't you figured this out for me? Well, you've never run into it before. Like you say, nobody teaches you how to deal with this in school. It's very, very frustrating. And it's frustrating for the person who's struggling. But
well, and I'm not wanting to tell your story, but I'm going to risk here, Dr. Amen. You talk about your daughter that you missed her ADD, and it wasn't until she was later in life that you found it, right? That you discovered it. And that was such a vulnerable moment when I thought, here's Dr. Amen, who is brilliant in light of the brain. But when we don't know what we don't know, or we haven't seen it, and then you all of a sudden see it, it's easy for it to be personal, right? And so I loved when you said, don't make it personal, because sometimes we miss things, even in the
even
with our best intentions.
Even highly trained people miss
things. I know,
Right, because she was never hyperactive, never very impulsive, but a half an hour of homework would take her 2 hours to do. And when she was staying up every night till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning in 10th grade to get her homework done, I'm like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And when I scanned her, she totally had an ADD brain. And on a little bit of medicine, it fixed it. And she went from all B's and C's, working her brains out, hating herself, to straight A's for the next 10 years and got into the University of Edinburgh's veterinarian school.
Such
a great story. Yeah, I love that story. So, if you take it personally, then you have shame, and then you don't want to reach out to somebody else because you feel the shame, but there's so much help that is available. Let me ask you this before we go to the next caller. What do you think is maybe two of the best things you could possibly do for your brain? Anybody could do them.
Well, so the first thing is ask yourself this one little question. It takes 3 seconds. is this good for my brain or bad for it? Ask mm-hmm. yourself that multiple times a day when you come to a decision. Because then, if you know the less, and most people really do when you pin them down, you know, is this good for your brain? Football, probably not. Mm-hmm. Taking omega-3 fatty acids, yeah, probably so. And then the second thing is when you go to put something in your mouth, ask yourself, does this food that I love me back? Mm-hmm. Because we're in a relationship, and in this country, we're in an abusive relationship with food. We love things that beat us up, that make us fat, that make us have diabetes and cancer and so on. So is this good for my brain or bad for it? Is this food I'm about to eat, will it love me back?
Yeah. I refer to food as a substance that has borderline personality disorder, because when you eat it and it's not good for you, it tells you, I'm your best friend, I'm going to comfort you, I'm going to always be there for you. And then 2 years later, you have a lot of fat, you're miserable, you're depressed, and all because of that food turned on you and became your worst enemy, not your best friend. And so you really should. But also, you really stress this, and I think we have to start there. And especially with me, you stress this. Sleep. You have to sleep. You can't overcome life with 4 hours of sleep every night. You have to sleep.
So when you don't get 6 hours of sleep, it turns off 700 health-promoting genes.
Wow.
When you sleep, your brain cleans and washes itself. So if you don't sleep, and I like to target 7 to 8 hours of sleep, mm-hmm. so I really want the cleaning crew to do a good job, then you're at higher risk for things like dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Winston Churchill actually only got 4 hours of sleep a night, as did Margaret Thatcher. Both of them died with dementia.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Mary, Colorado Springs, Colorado. KGFT is the station. Hi there. How could we help?
Hi. So nice to talk to you. I heard your broadcast, your sermon this morning on Focus on the Family.
Yes.
And I'd like to talk about white matter disease. I was diagnosed with it in 2013.
Okay.
And have some questions, and I would like to know, is it progressive? What can I expect in the future? What can I do about it to slow it down, or just whatever? And I have both my CT scan report without contrast and the MR report right in front of me in case there are any questions.
So white matter disease.
White matter disease. So in your brain, you have white matter and gray matter. Gray matter is brain cell bodies. White matter are the tracks. It's sort of the highways in your brain. So what she's saying, sort of like the United States, there's infrastructure problems with the highways and bridges in her brain. Hmm. It's so important to put your brain in a healing environment to repair those bridges. And how you do it is you prevent anything that is hurting your brain and stay totally focused on a brain healthy regimen, just like I talk about in Memory Rescue.
So she could become one of your brain warriors.
She has to become a brain warrior if she's going to keep her brain from destroying itself.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and then you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Of course, Sherry has written the wonderful book, Intimate Deception, and the Restore Workshop can help you with that. This book is such a healer for people who have been really traumatized by somebody that has a sexual integrity problem. You can get it here. We'd love for you to have it. And then Dr. Amen is the author of many, many books, but we have three in our warehouse: Memory Rescue, Stones of Remembrance, and Feel Better Fast, and Make It Last. They're all great books, and we'd love for you to have them. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can order them right there. All right, let's go back to the phones, and how about we continue with Mary, Colorado Springs, white matter disease. And you were saying to her, you can slow it down, you can make the best of it possible. Anything else that you want to say to her?
Well, so white matter disease is not like just one diagnosis. It's you have something that's attacking the highways in your brain. And so what I talk about in Memory Rescue is, well, what are those things that destroy our brains? Is it low blood flow, inflammation from head trauma? Do you have a toxin, an infection? What is causing the destruction of those highways? And how can you stop that process and then put the brain in a healing environment, as we've been talking about, with food and sleep and exercise, something I'm really fond of, hyperbaric oxygen. I've just seen it make a huge positive difference in optimizing the physical functioning of the brain.
So what you say in answering your question is, can I slow it down? And the answer is absolutely, right? It's like you do the right things and you can slow it down. You can rebuild those bridges and make a better brain, even in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is going to be our final caller for this program, but if you hold on, we're going to do another one right after this. So hold on. If you're on the line, we'll get to your call. But right now, we're going to go to Brenda, Sacramento, California, listens on Facebook. Hi there. How are you?
I'm pretty good, other than tired.
Okay. Well, how can we help?
Well, this goes well with what Dr. Amen said about 700 health-promoting genes in our brains when we sleep, and I have been diagnosed with central sleep apnea, okay. And I've been treated for the past 6 years with CPAP and then BiPAP, and I'm waiting now to hear about my latest study. My numbers are all over the map, and just wonder what you think about that, and I can elaborate more on the rest of my health if you need it. But
so what else? Do they have any idea what's causing it? So there's obstructive sleep apnea.
They just keep treating.
That can come from
and
things like...
I'm not aware that there's any obstruction.
Okay. So how's your weight?
Well, that is an issue, but I've been working on. I am about probably 50 pounds heavier than I should be, but I have been working at increasing my exercise more, which is challenging because I do have arthritis in my knees.
So if you have arthritis and you're overweight, 80% of you losing weight is getting your food right. That could also help your arthritis, which then you could increase your exercise. So whenever I think of sleep apnea, whether it's obstructive or central, I want to also try to eliminate all of the things that are going to make it worse. And the extra weight clearly will make it worse, either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have inflammation in your body, that's going to make it worse too. So getting your food right, which means getting rid of sugar, that'll help your weight. Getting rid of gluten and dairy, both of those can cause something called leaky gut syndrome, which increases inflammation. So I would be working on those things to help. And the CPAP or whatever your doctor recommends as far as treatment is absolutely essential. And what people often don't do is once you're on them, get another sleep study to make sure they're actually working. So many people, they go, they get the diagnosis, they get a CPAP, it irritates them, they don't do it, and then they don't go back. And every night, your brain is not getting enough oxygen. It's actually murdering thousands of hippocampal brain cells, so the cells in your memory and mood centers, and it's setting you up for problems with memory and mood.
So like you mentioned on another show, we were at like a keto diet. Would that be something that she might consider or look into? Or,
you know, depending on her brain type, and actually we haven't talked about this yet, but I have a free assessment online, brainhealthassessment.com. You can know which of the 16 brain types you have. And for type 2, a ketogenic diet is really good. For type 3, it'll make you mean as a snake.
So, she sounds really nice. We don't want to make her mean.
No,
so you have to go. The diet really is focused on what type of brain you have, rather than, you know, one treatment fits everybody, because one treatment doesn't fit everybody.
Yeah. All right. Really glad that you called, and I'm going to send a copy of Memory Rescue to you. I hope that that will be a blessing to you. Now, as we close out the program, we ask for support all the time. I have three things to talk to you about. One, if you give us a gift of any amount, we have a brand new insulated tote bag with the New Life logo on it. It's royal blue. It's got the logo, 15 by 13 by 10, zippered top. Oh, it's amazing, and keeps cold things cold, hot things hot, and it knows how to choose which way to go. So really a smart thermal bag. And then also, if you join Club New Life, which sustains this ministry, $30 a month, we'll send you the best of the best library. All of our hosts and co-hosts have contributed to this library. Here are the books: How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, and The Secrets That Women Keep. We'll send, I don't know what that value is, probably over $200. Send it to you, our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. And then we are beginning to sell the most overpriced, undervalued T-shirt. It's got a little thing on the back, $100, and it says, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt. It also says this in italics, and a tremendous amount of satisfaction, which is so true. You can, when you hear that somebody has transformed their life because they went to a workshop, or maybe they heard Dr. Amen, they went to his clinic, and then they find out what is the real source of their problem, that's you, that's your support. You really are saving people's lives. We have saved so many people at 1-800-NEW-LIFE from killing themselves, and it has really made a difference from generation to generation. So we want you to have that T-shirt, but it's $100. And we're doing that throughout the summer because oftentimes giving slumps, so we're going to increase buying. And I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Also, don't forget this. Dr. Amen's wisdom is written down in many books. We have three of them. One is Stones of Remembrance, and those are specific scriptures that will help you with different problems. You memorize those, and of course, that really sharpens the brain. The second one, we love this book, Memory Rescue. And I love that book. I'm in that book. You can get it. And then in this other book, brand new, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. It just practical, practical advice there. If you need us, if you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And Dr. Amen and Sherry, thank you guys so much for being with me today. See you next time here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.